The next patient is Julio Matos. Julio, J-U-L-I-O, last name Matos, M-A-T-O-S. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old Hispanic male that is following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The most likely situation is that the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus has created a nephrosclerosis, and that is the responsible for the CKD. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 0.93, the BUN is 20, and the estimated EFR is 83.5 mL per minute. The excretion of protein is 272 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Don Julio,
se va para afuera, es por aquí a la derecha.
Gracias. We are going to continue the close observation of the condition. The patient has been changing doctors, and they are adding and taking medications off. I had a reconciliation of the medication today, and it seems to me that this patient is going to need the SGLT2 inhibitor. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.9. Following number, hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia is most likely associated to the administration of hydrochlorothiazide. For that reason, we are going to stop the hydrochlorothiazide. We are going to start the patient on the furosemide 20 milligrams every other day faithfully. The patient hasn't been taking the medication. The RPTH that was requested in the past has not been done. Following number, essential hypertension, the patient has its historic of 169/68, and I think that by including the administration of the furosemide every other day is going to bring this systolic blood pressure down. Hyperlipidemia under control. The patient has a following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy with a nocturia times 3, and increased urinary frequency during the day. The patient was advised to follow a plant-based diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a very low sodium diet.